Donald Trump didn't venture far from familiar talking points. China, vets, Common Core, bomb the oil, the wall, the fact that he's the only candidate funding his own campaign.
I have no friends as far as I'm concerned. You know who my friends are? You're my friends. That's my friend.
He went after his rivals.
Did Marco do well last night in the debate? Did Ted do well last night in the debate?
In Iowa, Senators Marco Rubio and Ted Cruz proved to be his closest rivals. And so, days before our primary, despite his continued lead in the polls, Trump regularly circled back to the real reason for his visit.
You know, a lot of people say, a lot of these politicians say, it's not important who you vote for, but you have to go through the process. I feel differently. If you're not going to vote for me, do not vote. Okay?
After the event, 18-year-old PSU freshman friends Amber Wong and Isabel Alsasser said they enjoyed the speech and even got Trump's autograph, but neither will be voting for him.
He tells the people what they want to hear. And so it's like a good thing? I don't know. Like, yeah.
He appeals to his audience is what he
just
does.
Like, I don't know. Like, he could be putting on a show right now. Like, I feel like I was watching a show. He was saying what people want to hear, and that's the problem.
But Cody Carrier from Whitefield, a Trump supporter from the start, says he liked what he heard.
He just comes out and says what he wants and says what's on his mind. You know, I like that. He's very straightforward.
Straight shooter and showman. A combination that's been working for Donald Trump so far. We'll find out how that goes over with New Hampshire voters on Tuesday. For NHPR, I'm Sean Hurley.